11th of December 2019, Matthew 11:28-30. My yoke is easy. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light. What a wonderful invitation from the Lord, and how deep can we look into his heart. Already in today's reading in the book of Isaiah, the Lord wants to teach his people how much he looks after us, accompanies and supports us. He gives strength to the weary, he strengthens the powerless, but those who hope in Yahweh will regain their strength. They will sprout wings like eagles. Though they run, they will not grow weary. Though they walk, they will never tire. Also, the Exodus from Psalm 103, which is scheduled for this day, speaks of the merciful affection that God has for us. What comforting words! God is not far and not indifferent to the way of man. As he daily counts the host of stars, he called us by his name, and we belong to him. Actually, this knowledge should give us great security, because true security in our lives arises when we are loved. Especially when we can walk with our burden and plagues to someone who helps us to carry them, make them more bearable for us, and even transforms burden and plagues into tasks that are given to us, which are in the plan of the salvation involved. This is probably an aspect of peace that the Lord wants us to procure, not to be exposed to these plagues and burdens alone, not to slip into the temptation of futility, but to know the companionship and love of the Lord, and to enter into the conversation with him he lovingly offers us. So we learn that we are not simply exposed to our weaknesses, but a comforting and loving heart is with us. But the invitation of the Lord goes even further and does not only stay with the consolation in our needs. Jesus speaks again that he wants to give us rest. This time he speaks of his gentle yoke, of the school in which he invites us, and of the kindness and humility of his heart. This is the invitation to follow him, in which the deepest meaning of our existence opens up. This is another dimension of peace that we receive. It is the inner peace to be on the path God has prepared for us. It is a peace not to have to search anymore where the small door is to the entrance into the kingdom of God, but to have found the one that my soul loves. It fulfills that word of Saint Augustine, "Restless is our soul until she finds peace in you." Now the yoke of the Lord is waiting for us, not only to know the goodness and humility of his heart, but that our heart itself will become as his one, and that the virtues and the gifts of the Holy Spirit will fully unfold. We are called to become like him. Many people may think that is a difficult road, but let them remember that this is a path in truth and love, and so we enter to the true dimension of our human life. Yes, we must leave things behind us. We have to change ourselves. Everything should be clarified and overcome, which does not correspond to the goodness and humility of the heart of Jesus. That may seem hard. But is it not a light, even a sweet load? Is not it true that our heart hardening, our pride and stubbornness, charge us heavy burdens and also for our fellow human beings? Jesus offers us to carry these burdens to him. But there is still a sweet burden waiting for us. If we know this infinite love of God and are guided by it, then it is our task to tell people about this Lord, how he loves them, Is not this an invitation to participate in the compulsion of love of which St. Paul speaks, to testify to the gospel, to consciously take upon us the gentle yoke of evangelization? How can we thank the Lord more than answer to his invitation and gladly accept his gentle yoke? His yoke does not depress, and his burden is light, because everything is carried by love and truth.
The communion verse of today says, "May we shout for joy over your salvation, and in the name of our God set up our banners."
Exaudiate Dominus in die tribulationis, protegat in nomen Dei Iacob.